Chapter 1 Be Smart. This guide is for those who are looking to educate themselves about steroids and other performance-enhancing drugs. Even if you never intend to use steroids, you will learn about how the chemicals in our bodies act in positive or negative ways on muscle growth. If you're an experienced bodybuilder who feels that you have reached your genetic potential and wish to exceed it, then you have likely thought about steroids. By reading this guide, you're obviously sensible and mature enough to educate yourself on how performance-enhancing drugs work on the body. Be smart. Before we get into the discussion of steroids, I am quickly going to go over some important points. 1. Steroids need to be used carefully. These are powerful hormones and they are not without their dangers. 2. Steroids are not a magic pill. You need to eat, train, and rest. 3. Post-cycle therapy is absolutely necessary. Side effects of steroids and other performance-enhancing drugs. Acne, male pattern baldness, erectile dysfunction, shrunken testicles, decreased sperm count, hypogonadism, breast tissue in males, gynecomastia, liver damage, changes in cholesterol levels, stunted height, cardiovascular problems, enlarged prostate, water retention, depression, mood changes, and the shutting down of natural hormonal production. Also in females, side effects include menstrual changes, cervical cancer, virilization symptoms such as an enlarged clitoris, deepening of voice, and abnormal hair growth. With human growth hormone, HGH, use, there is the added increased risk of cancer and diabetes, joint swelling, joint pain, changes in bone structure, acromegaly, abnormal growth of organs, and body odor. You should be at least 21 years of age before even considering altering your body chemistry. In youth, steroids can have a negative effects on growth and cause serious permanent side effects. Besides, when you are in your late teens and early 20s, your body is naturally producing enough hormones to build an impressive physique. It is not worth pumping your body full of chemicals in an attempt to create the kind of body that has been popularized in the media. The men and women you see in fitness magazines and in bodybuilding competitions with abnormally massive physiques often use excessive amounts of drugs to achieve that look. Some bodybuilders take 10 times the recommended dosages. This takes a serious toll on the body and also costs thousands of dollars to purchase the drugs. At that stage, there is a lot of knowledge that is required to use steroids safely and effectively while minimizing those side effects. A person should definitely not use steroids unless they are prescribed by a physician, or they have at the very least done their homework and understand how steroids act on the body. You should have a solid base of bodybuilding and weightlifting knowledge, and be in good physical condition with low body fat. If you are just starting out weightlifting, give yourself a few years of training without steroids. If during this time you still wish to enhance yourself chemically, learn everything you can about steroids and your body's chemistry. Obviously, steroids do work. You can quickly pack on 15 to 20 pounds of muscle in a short amount of time on an initial cycle. The body also quickly regulates itself, making it more resistant to further cycles, so higher doses will be required in the future to achieve the same effects. This is why steroids are taking in cycles that are commonly around 12 weeks on and then 12 weeks off. When off the cycle, your body will no longer be producing as much testosterone as it did before you started your cycle. It takes time for your hormone levels to get back to normal. Post-cycle therapy is used to get your body back on track while minimizing muscle loss and side effects. Don't think you can casually use steroids and not do post-cycle therapy. In order to do steroids right, you have to take care of your body when coming off of them. If you don't, you're not being smart. If you're not being smart, then you shouldn't be using steroids at all. Be sure you read this guide thoroughly and refer to it often before, during, and after your cycle. It is recommended that you print out the charts and quick start guides so you can have the information on hand and go through the material easily while taking notes. When steroids are done right, along with a nutritious diet, intense weight training, and plenty of rest, the results are spectacular. You can go beyond your genetic potential and build a body that is strong, with powerful lean muscle mass. Chapter 2 Doing It Right. To fool yourself into thinking it will be easy or effortless. Nothing worthwhile comes by taking shortcuts. You will need to train intensely, and progressively increase the amount of weight you lift. You will have to eat a healthy, balanced diet that is rich in protein, healthy fats, carbs, and fiber. It will take a strong will, determination, focus, and dedication to a lifetime of fitness. Bodybuilding is a long-term endeavor whether you use steroids or not. Take the time to master every aspect of building a strong, healthy body. Your results will only be as good as your weakest link. If your nutrition, training is inadequate, or you're not getting enough rest, you're working against yourself. Be smart and become the master of your body and mind so you can achieve your goals in every aspect of your life. Life is about balance. Make sure you have a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Enjoy yourself. Spend time with your friends and loved ones. Never stop learning. Keep developing new skills. Work hard. Save your money. Always be grateful for what you have, and live in the moment. If you are not enjoying the journey, but always looking towards a future where you will be stronger, sexier, or wealthier, you are missing out on life altogether. You're going to have your ups and downs, but be sure to find pleasure in everything you do, and be grateful for the life you have in every moment. Chapter 3 Goal Setting. In order to be a high performer at anything, you need to set goals and then take steps to achieve them. Before using steroids, it would be helpful to have some targets measurements that you would like to hit. Before you can set your targets, you need to know where you currently stand. Record your weight, and find out what your body fat percentage is at. Body fat calipers are inexpensive to purchase and easy to use. Also, take measurements of your neck, arms, chest, and waist, and legs. Now set the goals you would like to achieve. It is a good idea to aim for the stars, but you also have to be realistic. You don't want to set your goals too low, but you also don't want to set them so high that you end up disappointed if you don't reach them. Your goals should be challenging though, and it is better to aim for the stars and land on the moon. Examples of goals to work towards would be gaining 10 kilograms in 2 months, reducing your body fat percentage 4% in 6 weeks, or putting 2 inches on your arms in 90 days. Chapter 4 Steroid Basics. Anabolic steroids are artificially produced drugs that mimic the effects of the male sex hormone testosterone. They help in building cellular tissue, and hence, lean muscle mass, through increased protein synthesis. Anabolic steroids also have androgenic properties that result in the highlighting of male characteristics, because of which their official name is anabolic androgenic steroids, AAS. Some of the common effects of using anabolic steroids include an increase in muscle mass, lean mass, strength, development of vocal cords, growth of facial hair, and in development of male sex features. Overuse and abuse, however, can spell doom and lead to acne, development of male breasts, increased aggression, a high blood pressure, and an imbalance of sex hormones in the human body. First synthesized in the 1930s, anabolic steroids have been used therapeutically. While the main usage of steroids was to increase muscle and bone density, they have also been used to induce male puberty and to help in chronic waste and degradation brought about by diseases like AIDS and cancer. Anabolic steroids have been recognized by the American Council of Sports Medicine as being responsible for the increase of muscle mass when combined with proper diet. The council also recognizes that anabolic steroids can also lead to a boost in the performance of athletes when taken at the right time. Due to these reasons, dope tests conducted on athletes test for permissible limits of these steroids in the athletes' bodies before allowing them to take part in international sporting events. AAS also happened to be the most commonly found banned drug in athletes' bodies in all major international sporting events. The usage of AAS has been banned in major international sporting events because of the considerable advantages they lend to the user over others, commonly considered as cheating. There are, however, many countries in the world where AAS drugs are allowed to be used in a controlled environment. Such countries usually have black markets where these drugs are sold without prescription, something that has been a constant issue of worry for the policymakers and the regulatory authorities. History of synthesized AAS. It was in the late 19th century that medical use and synthesis of testicle extracts had begun. The studies on the strength-increasing characteristics of testicle extract were still being pursued at that time. The first documented isolation of testicle extracts can be dated back to the year 1931, when Adolf Butenandt, a scientist from Marburg, was able to extract about 15 milligrams of a substance called the androsterone from hundreds of liters of urine. This can be considered to be the first major event in the world of synthesis and extraction of steroids. Later, as time passed, mutually competing pharmaceutical firms from the Netherlands, Germany, and Switzerland were heavily funding scientists and researchers to extract testosterone, a more powerful male hormone existent in the testes. It was in 1935 that three scientists, Karoly, Gula, David, Eitingemans, J. Freud, and Ernst Lecker, were able to lay down the exact steps of synthesizing and isolating the much-revered male hormone, which they later named testosterone. The chemical method to prepare testosterone from cholesterol was established and formalized in August 1935 by another group of scientists. There were a couple of other methods used, and discoveries made in this direction by scientists from all over Europe. The Nobel Prize in Chemistry was given away to Butenandt and Ruzicka in 1939 for their work in this field. Chemical synthesis of OS. It was in the 1940s the Eastern Bloc countries and the Soviet Union started working on development of steroids to bring about enhanced performance in their athletes and to give them a certain advantage over the competition. This showed results and soon the Soviet athletes were ruling the Olympic standings. Noticing the sudden increase in efficiency, lifting power and strength of Russian athletes, the Americans also started working on development of synthetic steroids to boost their chances at the Olympics. It was under the direction of American chemist Dr. John Ziegler that the world saw the development of a strong anabolic steroid with low androgenic effects. The composition was marketed as Dianabol and was an instant success in the commercial market. The FDA gave a nod to the drug and the steroid was used as a cure for burn victims and the elderly people who required to put on weight. It was around the time that the mass gaining effects of this wonder drug were being discovered and soon the drug was a hit in the underground market. The drug was used mostly by bodybuilder and weight lifters without proper medical guidance and this often led to havoc. The abusers soon started witnessing effects like enlarged prostates, reduced testicles and other common steroid side effects. Looking at the immense popularity and the negative effects it brought about on the amateur users, the IOC banned OS in 1976. It was in the 1980s that the IOC decided a strict out-of-competition rule against athletes found to have used OS even during their training period. This saw some awareness and sanity towards steroid usage even amongst the amateur users and normalized the usage to manageable proportion. This era saw the use of certified steroids rolling into the market and drug laws being enforced more stringently against steroid use and abuse. Chapter 5 Steroid Metabolism. The term used to signify the complete set of reactions in the organisms producing or consuming steroids is called steroid metabolism. Steroids include testosterone, estrogen, progesterone and cortisol. While testosterone is the male hormone and is naturally made in the male testes, progesterone and estrogen are made up in the placenta and the ovary, the female sex glands. Testosterone is converted into progesterone and estrogen on the fly in both the males and females in order to regulate the balance of the respective hormones in the body. There are certain enzymes and reactions in the nervous system that bring these changes about, and artificial steroids increase the levels of hormones in the body, thereby bringing exaggerated effects. Steroid metabolism is broadly divided into three phases, namely synthesis, genesis and degradation. Steroid synthesis. This is the process of producing or manufacturing steroids using simpler substances or precursors. Technically speaking, this is an anabolic metabolic process and results in creation of a pathway for the synthesis and production of steroids. There are different pathways created in different organisms, and in the case of human beings, it is the mevalonate pathway where the synthesis starts out from. Steroidogenesis. This is the process in which steroids are produced from cholesterol. The term also encompasses the process in which the first level steroids manufactured from cholesterol are transformed into other types of steroids. The main products of steroidogenesis include androgens, testosterone, corticoids, aldosterone, cortisol, estrogen and progesterone. It would be worth noting that this is almost an exhaustive list of steroids that might actually be of importance to human beings, and therefore, this is one of the most important steps of steroid metabolism. Elimination of steroids. This is the final step of steroid metabolism and is one of the most important processes. The elimination of steroids is very important from the body in order to maintain hormonal balance. Scientifically, the steroid rings are typically oxidized by cytochrome oxidase enzyme, which weaken the steroid ring. The weakening of the steroid ring helps the other enzymes into breaking up the steroid structure to form bile acids as the end products. These bile acids are handled by the liver and are secreted out in the bile, thus ensuring that the body is clear of the end products. How they act. There are three main ways of administering steroids into the body: oral tablets, skin patches, and by injection. Although oral administration of steroids is the easiest, the testosterone that is actually used up at the end of the dosage is just about 1/6 the administered levels. This is due to the fact that the steroids are rapidly absorbed when taken orally and are then converted into useless metabolites. These are not only useless, but sufficiently difficult for the liver to break down. Thus, the intake has to be low, which means that even lower volumes of testosterone are actually available to act on the body. Skin patches are also available to provide doses of the hormone to the bloodstream at a steady pace. Because oral administration can lead to liver damage over a period of time, intramuscular injections are the most preferred way of using steroids. When steroids are injected, they bypass the liver, which is easier on the body. Steroids act by penetrating the membrane of the cells they are supposed to act on. After this penetration is through, the steroids cling themselves onto the anabolic receptors of the cells. These receptors are located in the cytoplasm, one of the main areas of the cell body, of the cell. After this, the substance diffuses into the nucleus of the cell. The nucleus is the center of activity in the smallest part of an organism, the cell. After entering the nucleus, the steroids start acting on the cell and bring about hormonal changes that are responsible for bringing about the desired changes, weight gain and increase in the lean muscle mass. Steroids are known to bring about the increase in muscle mass in two ways. First up, they increase the synthesis of protein in the body, and secondly, they inhibit the tiring up of the muscles, a process otherwise termed as catabolism, the reverse of metabolism. An increased protein synthesis helps the body in gaining weight and also supplies the body with additional energy and strength to work out without tiring. The inhibition of catabolism further inhibits the production of cortisol, the stress hormone of the human body. This leads to the body being less fatigued during workout, which results in a more stringent workout combined with aggressive energy. Some studies have also known to increase the BMR, or the basal metabolic rate, which greatly reduces the fat content of the body, thereby making more room for the muscles to expand. This explains as to why the use of steroids leads to a lean muscle mass increase. Chapter 6: Effects of using OSS, anabolic androgenic steroids. The effects of using anabolic androgenic steroids can be best understood if we take a look at the anabolic as well as the androgenic aspects of the drugs independently. The effects of using OSS can be both separate as well as overlapping. We will take a look at each of these aspects through this chapter. Taken literally, the term anabolic signifies cell growth and the word androgenic refers to the maintenance of muscular characteristics. Anabolic effects. Most of the effects for which steroids have found usage and gained popularity amongst bodybuilders and athletes account for the anabolic effects of steroids. The effects include increased muscle mass owing to heightened protein synthesis by way of amino acids, stimulation of bone marrow leading to an increase in the RBC, red blood cell, count in the body, a better bone profiling and an increased appetite. There are a number of processes, some of which we have discussed in the previous chapters, that lead to a step-by-step increase in the muscle mass of the body, thus leading to an increased muscular profile and strength over a period of time. Androgenic effects. Androgenic effects of steroids are mostly centered around bringing about changes in the sex hormones of the human body. Androgenic changes are responsible for the growth of clitoris in females and penis in male children, and increased libido, an increased urge to engage in coitus, increased aggression, growth of hair in the pubis region and well as facial hair, deepening of voice due to development of vocal cords, a decrease in the production of natural sex hormones, which is the body's way of controlling the hormonal count and maintaining the balance in the body, and a reduction in productions of sperm in the male. The androgenic anabolic ratio of an OSS. The preferred choice for bodybuilders would be a low androgenic anabolic ratio. Some drugs have a high ratio and are recommended for use in androgen replacement therapies in male. Steroids with a lower ratio are considered therapeutically well suited to treating those with anemia and osteoporosis. In effect, however, there are very low digressions in the way a substance with low ratio acts on the human body as compared to a substance with a high ratio. Still, to be on better grounds, a substance with a low ratio is always considered to be a safer bet. The weight-gaining effects of steroids have closely been studied over the last 3-odd decades, and it has been determined that short-term OSS use can result in up to 2 to 5 kilograms of weight gain in a short span of 10 weeks. In some cases, the fat percentage was also seen to have been reduced while lean muscle mass increased. It has also been observed that the upper body is more prone to mass gain as compared to other parts of the body. The reason can be attributed to the fact that the upper body, neck, thorax, shoulders and arms, has the maximum number of androgen receptors in the body, which gives the desired effect at these areas. The overall strength of the users is also seen to increase to about 15% to 25% of the baseline strength before the administering of drugs. This increase, however, is dependent upon the amount of dosage and the kind of steroid being taken. Besides, The increase in strength is prominently more amongst regular bodybuilders and weightlifters as compared to those who'd have recently started weight training. Adverse and psychiatric effects of steroid usage. Some of the most common side effects of excessive steroid usage include loss of hair in men, due to conversion of testosterone to DHT, deepening of vocal cords and development of facial hair on females, gynecomastia, development of breast tissue in males, variation in the natural levels of cholesterol in the human body which can lead to cardiovascular diseases, heart seizure and other coronary artery diseases. Apart from these side effects, steroids stimulate the sebaceous glands, which can lead to acne and other skin conditions. Oral anabolic steroids need to be burnt down and digested by the body, and this can also lead to severe liver damage if the doses are not controlled or backed up by injections. Excessive steroid usage can also lead to lack of interest in sexual activity as well as temporary or permanent infertility in case of males. In short, excessive steroid use can really tamper with the hormonal balance of the body, something that is capable of leading one onto quite a lot of complications. The negative effects on natural testosterone production due to overuse of steroids is magnified and during adolescence. It can lead to premature stoppage of bone growth, premature puberty and certain other conditions that can really affect the overall body structure of the user. It is for this reason that it is highly recommended that people under 21 years of age should not use steroids, and even if they do, it should be under proper medical assistance. Psychiatric effects. There have been documented case studies which prove that steroids abuse can use to maniac-like conditions, often leading to aggression, hypertension and even suicide in some extreme cases. Prolonged usage can cause withdrawal effects and a dependency on steroids. Because of excess testosterone and then withdrawal after a cycle, there can be mood swings and heightened irritability. The term coined for describing this condition is popularly called as roid rage in common language and has been termed as hypomania by scientists and psychiatrists alike.